Hello, it's 2 minutes past nine, and it was in the 8 hour just a couple of minutes ago. A bit weird. I'm up at 9 o'clock. Anyhow, I have the tangent. You can't hear them now because I've paused them, but I have the tangent on iTunes playing across my room, and I have a wireless keyboard, which is good. Many people say, "Well, why have you got a wireless keyboard?" Oh, look, you can see the sun through the back, and you've got like the key. How cool. Many people ask me why I've got a wireless keyboard. In fact, no one asked me, but still. It's pretty good, because I can kind of lean over, turn my screen on, turn my speakers on, and then kind of just push. I don't have to, you know, lean over the back of the Mac to turn it on. I just have to turn my wireless keyboard on it. Wakes it up through Bluetooth. Anyhow, I'm reading NetNewsWire, which is another good thing, because now all the shortcuts. And I would just like to commend NewsGator, or more appropriately, whoever developed NetNewsWire before it got bought by NewsGator, for putting in common shortcuts. You know, I've got the news items, you know, the big list of your articles that you haven't read. And then I've opened one. I've actually opened a Daily Telegraph, fiercely Tory, a Daily Telegraph article in its webpage, and Command Shift Square curly brackets. I guess it would be curly bracket, wouldn't it? Command Shift curly brackets switches tabs, which is awesome because that works. I've got music shortcuts, and then I can go Command Shift, double quote, and I bring up Cover Sutra. Anyhow, that's not why I'm here. I'm not here to bore you with my knowledge of shortcuts. This article is in the. If I switch back to the tab, I can give you the last sanctuary from speed cameras set to disappear. The country's last sanctuary from the speed cameras set to disappear within months. From David Millwall, the transport correspondent. A transport correspondent, transport editor of the Tory Graph. Last century from speed cameras set to disappear, blah, blah, blah. Detailed plans for a mobile unit have been drawn up in York and North Yorkshire, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, they go on about about how it rakes in £100 million a year. Who argue that the cameras are stealth tax. The Tories have said they choke funding for new speed cameras, and then all the way down here. But the proposals were condemned by Claire Armstrong. There is a difference if you are listening and you say, "Well, hang on, condemned means thing," and you know there's a difference between condemned and commend. Commend is a good thing. You're commending someone for doing something well, like shortcuts. Condemn is the opposite. Boo, you're a wanker. Condemn. But the proposals were condemned by Claire Armstrong of the anti-camera group Safe Speed. "This is utter madness," she said. "When will the authorities understand that it is not about money? It is about education and understanding what good driver behaviour is. Good policing and appropriate enforcement are the keys to road safety." Hang on. You're saying, oh no, these speed cameras, no. No, they're the wrong angle. What you need is enforcement. What? They are enforcing the speed limit. They do a ridiculously good job at enforcing the speed limit. What the fuck are you on about? They do an extremely efficient. You can basically pay for a speed camera within well the first few that are caught speeding with those fines. And by the way, I really point out that I think this happened. I think the fines go to the police authority, don't they? So the government gets their hands nowhere near the money. I could be wrong on that last fact, but still, Claire Armstrong of Safe Speed, you're just a hypocrite and a bullshitter. You're spreading bullshit. You know, just bullshit spray out of your mouth. Huge Tory mouth.